Rapid story about President Clinton?
No.
So I fly into Cedar Rapids, and I get there late because I had to fly in commercial.
Yeah.
And for what? Oh, I love that song. So I fly in. The whole airport's locked down.
Yes.
So we've got to wait forever to get our bags.
Yep.
For obvious reasons, the president.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just the president. Evidently, there's a big Czechoslovakian and Slovakian population that lives in Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
And they were opening a huge museum there, and they called it Three Presidents, One Museum. Say the president of Slovakia, the Czech Republic, which I think was Václav Havel at
yes,
the time.
Yeah.
And President Clinton. Like, I'm going, oh, for God's sakes, I just want my bag. Roads are locked down. I can't get out of the airport. Like, yeah. Wasn't as bad as the night it was 27 below zero.
Oh, yeah.
Get in there, it's 27 below zero. We get to Iowa City, it's 34 below. So the next morning, we go out. And I'm watching TV, and they had the reporter in Waterloo,
yeah.
Iowa. It's 41 below.
Oh.
He says, and here it is, the ultimate. Takes the cup of coffee, pours it in the cup, throws it in the air, and it crystallizes on the way down. I'm like, oh, this is great. So we get to a high of 17 below, and Jerry Dunn was the head coach at the time for Penn State. And the opening question, I said, Jerry, it was 34 below here last night, 17 below here now. So I said, good time to talk to you about maybe getting into the Maui Invitational. And Iowa was ranked, and Penn State beat them. It was the first time since 1954 they beat a ranked team on the road that day.
Yep.
It's February 2nd, 96.
For the playing of our national anthem.
Shannon Valley Orchestra and Choral Group with the singing of our national anthem. Boy, I feel bad for Gus. He's going to wear that orange shirt all summer long. Back with more in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Your first half champion, State College Spikes, hosts the 2025 MLB Draft League Championship game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, Thursday, September 4th. Get your tickets now for just $10 a piece. Enjoy Dollar Dog Night with Dollar Hot Dogs and Thirsty Thursday with $2 12-ounce drafts while supplies last. And the Spikes offer free admission to all students in partnership with Penn State Spa, the Student Programming Association. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
See Jacoby Davis back in the lineup, and tonight's Spikes Injury Report presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Everybody is available tonight for the Spikes except for the guys that pitched last night. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. And the opening pitch of this game being brought to you by our good friends at ACO Floors, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Michael Cometo. Set to go. It'll be Cam Pittman. And another beautiful night for baseball. There is no threat of precipitation for days here. Pittman last night went 1-for-5. Bats from the left side. Pittman, for one point, I believe, played for the Vermont Lake Monsters. That pitch is a ball, one ball and no strikes. I only made one trip up there. Joe made several. And every time I bring it up, his handshake. Second, what? 2-0 the count. Pittman hitting 250. No home runs, seven knocked in with four doubles and a triple. Out of Virginia Tech. And that's fouled at the plate. 2-1 the count. 87 from Michael on that one. Actually played his first three seasons at Radford and then transferred to Blacksburg and played at Virginia Tech. Shadow halfway between the mound and the plate. That's on the ground. Two operative short. Salvaggio has it. TJ fires in time. One up, one down. Devin Bay to the plate. He went 1-for-4 last night with a first inning single. Bay inning 3-14 with a home run, 16 knocked in and four doubles. Played for Binghamton this past season, 55 games. He had 13 homers, knocked in 61. He had 352 for Binghamton this year. And Cometo delivers. Checked it. Did he go around? No, they appeal. He did go around. I thought he went around. Eric Smith behind the plate tonight with Wyatt Lee down at first and Cody Kogan at third. 0-1. That's high and wide. 89 with that fastball. It's 1-1. 81 degrees at game time. Slight breeze blowing out and occasionally to left. But not much breeze in here tonight. And the 1-1. Down low, 2-1. Youngster obviously down below listening to the broadcast. Definitely listening to the broadcast. We want Joe. 2-1, swing and a miss. High fastball, it's 2-2. Bryson Stott jersey on down below. Woman wearing that tonight. Stott played in this ballpark. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. First strikeout for Michael Cometo, looking to be part of an all-star team like I am with Joe Putnam. Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits applied today at mountnittany.org/careers. Yes, Bryson Stott did play in this ballpark. It's the Spikes. He was the first-round pick of the Philadelphia Phillies. Here is Cam Hassert out of Loyola Marymount. He went 0-for-4 last night. Side corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Hassert out of Loyola Marymount. Played 36 games. Hit 335 after playing four seasons at Villanova. Wave and a miss. It's 0-2. Breeze picking up a bit, blowing toward left. Cometo with an 0-2 count. Two outs, bases empty, top of the first. And the pitch. Hey, pop that one up. Might be playable third base side. Caruso comes over near the dugout and could not put it away. He got near the dugout that time and he just could not reel it in. It's always tough when your better fielders has a tough one like that. But because he was playing way off the line, he had a longer run, too. Low and outside. 1-2 the count. Two outs, bases clear. Forte very shallow in center. Brown deep and right. On the ground, wide of the bag at first. It's still 1-2. Tony Diaz coaching down at third. Here's the 1-2. Call strike three, outside corner, perfect pitch at 90. The inning is over. Second strikeout of the opening inning. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They're proud to support our community from routine checkups to advanced care. We're here to keep you healthy and in the game. Frederick nothing. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Toyota's national sales event is happening right now, so stop by your local dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. From the roomy RAV4 and Grand Highlander to the rough and rugged Tacoma, all packed with comfort, tech, and cargo space. Or test drive a sleek and sporty Camry or Corolla, designed for amazing style and great MPGs. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Hurry, offers end September 2nd. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please. So always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please. So always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
So we go to the bottom of the first inning. John Bon Jovi in the background. And Joshua Lanham on the mound, who has struggled at times. It's his fourth start, an ERA of 9.95, no record, 12 2/3, 16 hits, 14 runs all earned. He has struck out 14. He's walked 11, surrendered one home run. He's hit one. Opposing hitters 308 against him, but on the positive note, has not uncorked a wild pitch yet. What? I'm a positive guy. Adonis Forte. Forte back in the spot where I think he should be, and that's leadoff. 2-for-3 last night with a run scored. He knocked in a run last night with a sacrifice fly. No home runs, 8 knocked in at 333. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Manager Tim Battle coaching down at third. Adam Paniagua is down at first. And the pitch, outside corner for a strike, 1-1 the count. 325 left field line, 384 left center, 399 dead center, 375 right center, and 320 down the line and right to the line, Country Kia corner. Wave and a miss on a breaking ball to 1-2. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, goes to 8 feet high at the video board in left center, around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. High chopper, could be trouble. Charges, fires. It is trouble. He beat it out. Trouble because he didn't hit it hard enough. And let's give Bade credit. I thought Bade made a really nice play of getting to that ball and making a really good throw to first. But with Forte's speed and the fact that the ball was not hit hard, it combined for the spikes to get an infield hit. Cole Caruso, 1-for-4 last night. with a double. He scored a run, hitting 352, a home run, 14 knocked in, three doubles and a triple. Low for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Forte, valuable in the leadoff spot because of that speed, which we just witnessed. 8 for 10 in stolen bases with the spikes. He was 15 of 19 at Rockhurst. It's a good lead at first. There he goes. Pitch up high. No throw. And he'll steal the bag with a head first slide. Steal number 9 for Adonis Forte. Now 9 for 11. The count is now 2-0 on Caruso. Spikes trying to get on the board early in this one. Lanham high set. Now he backs off. Caruso's driven in 14. He's got three doubles, a triple to go with the home run. The home run was hit here. Here's the set. And the pitch. In tight. Ooh. 2-1 the count. That was a tough one to take. That was under the category that actually wasn't really close. Sometimes you're like, okay, not that one. 2-1. High and tight, 3-1 the count. Bade, the second baseman, is the one trying to keep Forte near the bag. The first baseman, Rivera, way off the bag at first. Outfield straight away. Deep in center and left. There goes Forte. Pitches a ball. Throw to third. He is safe at third. First and third now with nobody out. That's what you want from your igniter. Infield hit. Steals second. Steals third. Caruso walks. And there's Jaden Kelura. Jaden went 0 for 3 last night. He did knock in a run with a sacrifice fly. In fact, the Spikes had two RBIs last night off of sack flies. One by Forte and one by Kelura. Spikes now have 8 sacrifice flies in the second half. First and third with nobody out. Caruso, by the way, 7 for 10 in stolen bases. Lure out to his lead at first. Forte at third. Open stance, left-handed box, Kelura. Outside corner for a strike. Good pitch there. 0-1 the count. Kelura now gets ready. 0-1, the pitch to Jade. In there for, ooh. What did he call that? He called that a ball? Yikes. Settle down back there. 1-1 the count. And Caruso bluffed but did not go. And that was a ball. Okay, if I'm Lanham right now, I'm not exactly enamored with this. Two and one the count. Pitch in tight to Kelura and a bit high. It's 3-1. Shannar Brown is on deck. Brown drove in one last night with an RBI single to right. You need cold brew. The pitch on the ground. Bade to his left. Spins. Throws on the first. Nope, they won't be able to make a throw. The reason they couldn't make a throw and the reason the run scored so easily was that when he went to second, he turned and he couldn't get it out of his glove. It's an RBI for Jaden Kelura. That is his sixth, and the Spikes jump out to a 1-0 lead. So Caruso out at second, Forte scores, and Kelura on the fielder's choice on first. Pitch to Brown, outside corner for a strike. No offense, this is a little bit all over the place right now. I mean, it's all over the place. Bounced it. Kalura takes off for second. Head first slide. He's got it. Kalura gets his third stolen base with the Spikes. Count is 1-1 to Brown. And Tim Battle aggressive early as Forte gets two stolen bases and Kalura gets one. Joe with the cold brew ready to get rolling. It's all part of the Putnam formula. Shades before the game, cold brew early. It's all part of being Cool Joe. 1-1 the count. Outside corner for a strike. 1-2 the count on Brown. Trotter Boston on deck. 1-0 Spikes. One out with Kalura on second. 1-2 on Brown. Swing and a miss. The ball was in the dirt. Strike three got him. Lanham needed that one. Two outs, and here's Trotter Boston. Boston last night went 0-for-4, hitting .254 with no home runs. Five knocked in with three doubles and a triple. And Lanham goes set. Can they get Kalura in? The pitch. Swing and a miss. Tied him up with a fastball in the hands that time. Good pitch. It's 0-1. Boston out of Roswell, New Mexico. Went to Hope International where he hit .356 this year. He drove in 59 with 12 home runs. Also had 20 doubles. 0-1. Line to center field. That's a base hit. Kalura's around third. He'll come to the plate. He will score. The Spikes lead it 2-0. Boston drives in his sixth. That'll bring Dan Talkin to the plate. While Caruso's fifth in the league in hitting, Talkin is now seventh in the league in hitting at .310 with two home runs, 18 knocked in, and seven doubles. He went 2-for-3 last night with a double and a run scored. Boston leads off first. The pitch by Lanham up high. One ball and no strikes. Boston 7-for-8 in stolen bases. Talkin, of course, helped lead Murray State to the College World Series in Omaha. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1 to Dan. Now seventh in the league in hitting is Talkin at .210. Been on a roll of late. Hit .298 in his career at Murray State. With two outs, Boston bluffs and a swing and a miss at a curveball by Talkin. It's 1-2. Boston looks over to Tim Battle with a series of signs. On the previous hitter, Tim gave a series of signs and indicated to Joe he should get some cold brew. 2-2. There goes Boston. Up high for a ball. Throw to second. Bounced in there by Bates. They've got him. He's out. Inning is over. But the Spikes get two. They do so on two hits. Nobody left. And at the end of one fold, 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects this summer, such as planting a tree or installing a new fence, be a good neighbor and call 811, 3 to 10 business days before you dig. 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water line or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Michael Cavada worked a 1-2-3 opening inning with two strikeouts. He walks back to the mound with a 2-0 lead. By the way, season ticket holders, you can come here on Saturday at 11 a.m. and watch the team take batting practice. Offer tips? No? Not really? Here is Jamal Ritter to be followed by Taj Bates and Isaiah Green. And Green is the McDonald's strikeout guy tonight. Ritter out of Norfolk State, one home run, 9 knocked in with 2 doubles. Ritter was the DH last night. He went 1-for-2 with 2 walks. First pitch to Ritter from Michael Cavada is a ball, 1 ball, and no strikes. Bats from the left side. Even the bag at third is Caruso creeping up. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Deeper and right with Brown. Shallow with Talkin in left and Forte in center. 1-1. That's popped up foul. Third base side. It's going to reach the seats and out of play. Bounces around in row three. 1-2 the count on Ritter. Career average in college at 3.07. And the pitch. Call, strike three, got him. That's three strikeouts in a row now for Michael Cavada. Two of them looking. And with over 185 providers and 17 locations, Mountain Indy Health is here for you when and where you need us. Meet our great team at MountainIndy.org. Taj Bates did not play in last night's game. And it's in there for a strike. It is 0-1. No balls and a strike. Bates, home run, 12 knocked in with 5 doubles, hitting 296 as he fouls that one back, and it's 0-2. Last time Frederick was here, Bates played in one game, but he had a terrific night that night. And that pitch, a ball, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Out of Southern, before that played at Benedict. 358 batting average at Southern in 44 games. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. That's 4 in a row for Cavada. Need fast, reliable care, Mountain Indy Health Express Care. Right here in State College offers walk-in urgent care for minor illnesses and injuries. No appointment needed, open 7 days a week. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here he is, the McDonald's strikeout guy, Isaiah Green at the plate. Green last night went 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. You're using a track record this time. He's hitting 290, no home runs, and 9 knocked in. In there for a strike, it's 0-1. Second round pick in the 2020 Major League Baseball draft by the New York Mets. They traded him to Cleveland. On the ground is short. A disappointed crowd watches Salvaggio throw him out. Your team is still winning. John, I'm a little bit worried about it. I may just like just hand him money and just tell him, look, yeah, here you go. Go buy some Big Macs. Right? Limited time offer only during this commercial break. 2-0 Spikes as we go to the bottom of the second of the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
If there were no such thing as Happy Valley, we would need to invent one because in addition to being a real place, Happy Valley is also a state of mind. The real Happy Valley rests in the sheltering shade of Mount Nittany under blue and white skies. But in a larger sense, Happy Valley is any place we gather with family, friends, and neighbors to remember the old times and celebrate the good times to come. Welcome to Happy Valley from your friends and neighbors at Happy Valley Brewing Company. Join the fun. We're right down the street. Tomorrow night, the State College Spikes continue their seven-game homestand with a 6:35 p.m. matchup against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. It's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Get half-price hot dogs around the ballpark all game long. And half-price wine in Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy Drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second inning, Spikes with a 2-0 lead. Dan Talkin followed by TJ Salvaggio and Manny Jackson. 6, 7, and 8 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the second inning. So far, 4 strikeouts for Michael Cavado. And Dan Talkin was at the plate when Boston was thrown out trying to steal. And by the way, I'd have sent him too. You already had 3 steals in the inning. You keep going. Guys 7-for-8 in stolen bases. Let's give Bates credit. Made a good throw. It was also a good tag by Astrid that time at second. So here's Talkin. And the pitch to Dan. It's fouled back to the screen just to our left at the Frederick dugout third base side. It's 0-1. Took a healthy cut at that. By the way, not just a Bryson Stott jersey, a John Kruk jersey in the building tonight. Outside and low. 1-1, the count. Here's the set, the pitch, and a breaking ball foul tipped into the mitt. 1-2 the count. Good curveball that time by Lanham. Straight away, deep all the way around. 1-2 to Talkin. Swing and a missed strike 3. Tied him up at a curveball. Low and inside, second strikeout for Lanham. TJ Salvaggio. TJ went 0-for-2 last night. He was hit by a pitch. He has a home run and 7 knocked in. Out of Southeast Louisiana, we're here 320 this year. With 13 homers, 48 knocked in, 11 doubles, and a couple of triples. And the pitch on the ground between short and third and into left field for a base hit. Great effort by Hassard as he drove for it, but it just went under his glove. And the Spikes have their third hit of the game. Salvaggio, 1-for-2 in stolen bases. And here's Manny Jackson. 1-for-3 last night, hitting .291 with 2 home runs, 13 knocked in with 4 doubles and a triple. And I think it's safe to say Manny has worn out Frederick pitching so far. The pitch inside, got away, and Salvaggio will get the second. I think it's going to be a pass ball. One and all the count. So let's see if Jackson now can pick up RBI number 14. Increase that Spikes lead. Pitch to Manny. Outside corner. Yay. Maybe the corner of the right-handed batter's box, but it's 1-1. This one's a little all over the place tonight, both ways. 1-1 the count. Way outside and low. 2-1 the count. It's a nice Walking Taco Tuesday crowd here tonight. Great crowd down at Salsa. 2-1 the count. And the pitch. Way outside, it's 3-1. Joe and I want to congratulate Jerry Valeri on his appearance on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom as one of the animals. The 3-1. Down low ball for first and second with one out. As Jim wrestles with the Wild Tiger, have you ever wrestled with your insurance problems? You know, Jim Fowler's over there like fighting something off. Marlon's like, yeah, he's got it. Here's Jacoby Davis, the DH tonight. Did not play in last night's game. 264, he's driven in two. Four doubles, two triples. Bats from the left side with one out. Takes a strike right down the heart. It's 0-1. Tomorrow night, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday. Yeah. Huh? Half price hot dogs all night long. Wine. 0-1. Low and outside. 1-1 the count. Wind blowing to left on this 81 degree night. Pittman is very deep in center. Lipsy, normal to maybe a couple steps back and left. Believe it or not, Ritter is shallow and right. 1-1. That is down the left field line. It's going to be a fair ball slicing toward the line. Around third and coming to the plate will be Salvaggio. 3-0 State College. Jacoby Davis, RBI number 3. Jackson stops at second. Adonis Forte, infield hit, stole second and third and scored in the first. Still one out. And here comes Jimmy Nelson, the former major league pitcher. He'll walk out. There's nobody warming up in the Frederick bullpen. That's not the issue. He either wants to calm him down or he sees something mechanically. In a rather unusual move, he only feels the need to talk to the catcher and the pitcher. He doesn't need to talk to everybody. Bullpen guys. Grounds crew. Conversation's over. Jimmy walks back to the Frederick dugout on the third base side. So Forte at the plate. That base hit kicked that average up to 348. Don't forget, the kids are going to run the bases here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. Set up by Mountain Indy Health. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Curveball. I wonder if he told him to maybe mix that in more because that's been one of his more effective pitches tonight. That's how he struck out talking. 0-1. Outside and low, even at 1-1. Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday. And then Yellowstone night. Auction off those jerseys in the Live Source app. 1-1. Curveball, there's. Wow. He called that a ball. Right? I mean, wow. I mean, Joe. Can you center the blue dot anymore? Holy mackerel. Forte will take it, but 2-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball that time. It evens the count at 2-2. It's also a bark in the park, the third and final time for the season. Fireworks on Saturday to celebrate number 150 for College Township, which is where we are. Low and outside for ball, full 3-2. Now the question is, Jackson's on second, Davis is on first. Do you run these guys on 3-2, one out? And I'd say no because Manny's the lead runner. We'll see. Lanham goes set, 3-2 on Forte. Runners hold, call strike three, got him. And that wasn't even close. Wow. I don't know what you say about that. I don't know what you say about it.
the third strikeout of the night for Lanham. I mean, Forte did the right thing. He took it. The ball was over the right-handed batter's box. That was just a bit outside. That's a strike to Caruso. 0-1 the count. Caruso walked his first time. Wiped out on a fielder's choice. First and second, two outs. One run in, 3-0. State College, bottom of the second. Center field, Pittman came in, but now he's there as he settles down and makes the catch, and the inning is over. The Spikes get a run on two hits and strand two. And at the end of two full, 3-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
This is the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Sunny days call for Sun Cruiser Vodka Iced Tea. Made with real iced tea and real vodka. Refreshing and goes down smooth. Let the good times cruise with Sun Cruiser.
Spikes lead at 3-0 as we go to the top half of the third inning. Bottom third of the order due for Frederick. Trey Lipsy, Ethan Ott, and Bronson Rivera against Michael Cavedo. Spikes with three runs on four hits so far. Frederick, the first six batters have been retired in order. 1-for-3 for Lipsy last night, including a double play that was a key play in the game in the sixth inning. Lipsy comes in at 259, two home runs, 15 knocked in, but he has six doubles and a couple of triples. Played all 4 years at Ohio State, a wave and a miss, it's 0-1. Bats from the left side, Caruso was up near the grass at third. Forte shallow in center. That's in there for a strike right at the knees, good pitch, it's 0-2. Cavedo with a 3-0 lead. Lipsy open stance, left-handed box, the 0-2. Well, it's up high that time. 1-2 the count. Sometimes you'll throw that purpose pitch. They'll throw it low and outside or just off the plate. That time he went high with it to see if he would chase it. He did not. 1-2. Lifted in the air, left field. Talking settles underneath it, drifting toward the left field line, and Dan puts it away. One gone. Ethan Ott at the plate. I played first base last night. He went 2-for-4 last night. As Ott steps to the plate here. Out of the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. Playing in his seventh game with Frederick, hitting 182. And that pitch misses for a ball. One ball and no strikes. All Mountain West first team selection. That's a strike right at the knees. Good pitch. It's 1-1 to Ott. At 16 homers, he drove in 50 for the Lobos this year. Began his career at North Carolina Pembroke, UNC Pembroke. 2-1 the count.
And the 2-1. Hit in the air. Center field. Forte long run. But Adonis has plenty of speed to run that down in left center field. Two gone. Say this about Forte. He covers a lot of real estate in center field. Here is Brunson Rivera. Did not play in last night's game. Out of Hawaii Pacific, which is where I assumed Hawaii was. Home run, 11 knocked in with three doubles. Actually played two summers with Eau Claire in the Northwest League. And on the ground to first, it's Manny with the ball, and he steps in the bag, and the inning is over. Michael Quevedo has faced nine batters and retired all nine through three. And you want to talk about doing it on an economy of pitches? He's only thrown 33 pitches in three innings and has a 3-0 lead to the bottom of the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. State College with a 3-0 lead to the bottom of the third. It'll be 3, 4, and 5 in the Spikes batting order. Jaden Kalura, Shannara Brown, and Trotter Boston. Kalura drove in a run on a fielder's choice, stole a base, and then scored in the first. Spikes three runs on four hits. Frederick has sent nine to the plate. Nobody's reached base so far. Against Michael Quevedo, who has four strikeouts. Kalura fouls that to the screen above the Frederick dugout third base side. It's 0-1. Tim Battle sprints down to pick it up. They throw it back to the Spikes dugout. 0-1 the count. Outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. I think it was maybe a bit high. 1-1 the count on Kalura. To the plate. Foul straight back to the screen. It's 1-2. Hazy down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap and Bellefonte tonight. Yeah, it looks like August. Haze shrouding Tussie Mountain over the right field grandstand. Of course, Mount Nittany perfectly frames this ballpark. On the ground to second, and there's Bade. Bade sidearms to first, one up and one down. Shannara Brown struck out swinging in the first. So he'll walk to the plate here. And the pitch. That's line foul just above the tarp first base side. Spike's bullpen will have to come out and retrieve that one. 0-1 the count on Brown. One thing about Brown, you'd think he'd be a dead pull hitter, but he does a great job of going the opposite way to right. And when he waved and missed it, it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Lanham goes set with one out and the bases empty, the 0-2. Curveball call, strike three. Great pitch right down the heart and gets his third strike out of the game. And I think that's been for him, that's been the best pitch he's had tonight. His curveball has been his best pitch. All three strikeouts were on curveballs. Trotter Boston singled, knocked in a run back in the first inning. His sixth RBI with the Spikes. Bats from the left side, Lanham delivers. Swing and a miss. Start him out with a curveball. He's got some movement on that breaking ball tonight. It's 0-1. 3-0, State College, bottom of the third. Boston tied up on another curveball. It's 0-2. Look, he's not going to back off that pitch until they get to it. They're doing a tour down below. Hi, guys. How are you? Good to see you. That's Joe Putnam. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. He's wearing a Scranton Wilkes-Barre Red Barons jersey, where one of the guys the Yankees just acquired in the trade for the bullpen. He's got to be one of their key bullpen. They sent him down there today. They did.
The old days of Lackawanna County Stadium.
0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and guess what he threw?
Curveball.
Yep, and the inning is over. Four strikeouts for him in the ball game. 1-2-3, go the Spikes in the third, but they have a 3-0 lead to the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Your first half champion, State College Spikes, host the 2025 MLB Draft League Championship game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, Thursday, September 4th. Get your tickets now for just $10 apiece. Enjoy Dollar Dog Night with Dollar Hot Dogs and Thirsty Thursday with $2 12-ounce drafts while supplies last. And the Spikes offer free admission to all students in partnership with Penn State Spa, the Student Programming Association. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Step up to the plate this summer with Timberland Federal Credit Union Summer Grand Slam event, where Grand Slam auto rates are knocking it out of the park.
Score 4.00% APR for up to 60 months, or swing for the fences with 5.00% APR for up to 72 months. Whether you're buying a new car or refinancing your existing ride, Timberland FCU is a credit union you can grow and play with.
Don't sit on the bench. Visit TimberlandFCU.org today.
Timberland Federal Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender, federally insured by NCUA.
They were doing flex cam in between innings, which was really great. And I would like to point out that Jerry Valeri did not exactly give you the Charles Atlas feeling.
Tony Atlas.
No, Charles Atlas.
Teddy Atlas.
Okay. He went to Williamsport.
Yes.
Until he comes here, talk to the hand. Fourth inning, my great personal friend, the outstanding Joe Putnam.
Thank you, Steve. Top of the order for the Keys here in the fourth, and Cam Pittman puts down a bunt. Quevedo coming off the mound, whips it to first, low throw, but a nice snag by Manny Jackson. And Michael Quevedo has now retired the first 10 batters of the game. Pittman tried to put down the bunt, but Quevedo equal to the task, one gone.
But that tells you everything about what they're thinking in the third base dugout.
Oh, yes.
We need to do something. Okay.
Here's Devin Bade. He struck out against Quevedo in the first.
Quevedo has four of those tonight, including Bade.
Lefty delivers. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 90, 0-1.
There's an old comic strip, Gil Thorpe.
Yes.
You weren't in it.
T-H-O-R-P. 0-1. Up and in for a ball, 1-1.
He coached football, basketball, and baseball. Did everything. Had some troubled people in there. A lot of Jerry's in there.
Pitch. There's a strike. And it did hit the corner. 1-2.
A lot of Jerry's. We only got five.
Only five today, unfortunately.
Wow.
1-2, foul back. Would have come up here. Would have possibly put Gus in danger. But
Gus, get up. Get up, Gus. It's all right. Man, I mean, I'd be hiding if I had that orange shirt, too.
1-2, the count. Swing and a miss, strike three. Hand fastball got him. Five strikeouts for Michael Quevedo, brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. The future of healthcare is here, opening in 2026. Mountain Nittany Health's new 10-floor patient tower features 168 private rooms, state-of-the-art services, and the highest quality care for our community. Learn more at mountainnittany.org.
It looks good on him, though.
It sure does. 11 up, 11 down for Michael Quevedo. Here's Cam Hassert, struck out in the first. Now, if you're looking up on the board or you're looking.
He's Brad Pitt.
He's Brad Pitt tonight. Celebrity headshots back here at the ballpark. 1-0 count. He's the only one that has had anything against Quevedo. The at-bat prolonged by a foul pop-up error.
Yeah.
That's the lone error of the game. Pitch called a strike outside, 1-1. Quevedo winds, delivers, and this one is sent deep in the air, right field. Brown going back to the warning track, and it's off the wall. So the perfect game comes to a close here with two outs in the top of the fourth. Cam Hassert with a double that left the bat at 99 miles an hour, traveled 370 feet, the first hit of the night for the Keys.
Jerry didn't see it. He was texting at the time. He was texting his mother saying, it's great Steve's talking about me.
Shannar Brown had to go all the way back for that one. One off the wall.
She didn't ask what we were saying.
Jamal Ritter, the left-handed hitting right fielder, struck out looking in the second. Quevedo sets and delivers. That's outside, a ball popped out of the middle of Calora, but Hassert remains at second. That was his seventh double as a member of the Frederick Keys.
No, he turned on that one. He was all over it. I mean, Brown gave it a great effort just to get near it.
Absolutely.
A lot of times that's a triple.
Brown right there, though, with a strong throw. 1-0 pitch. Cued foul at the plate, 1-1, and I think that deflected off Jaden Calora, and man on the road trip. He caught four of the six games, and he was tattooed by foul tips.
Wait till he talks to Albert Jones. They'll have a lot to share.
Oh, yes. Well, they can trade stories for hours. It's like the scene in Jaws. Wonder which one was on the Indianapolis.
Robert Shaw.
1-1 pitch, called strike on the outer edge, 1-2.
Dreyfus looks at his scar, right? Shaw looks at his, and then Chief Brody looks at his appendix scar.
Yeah. 1-2. That's a ball, low and away. And it's called as such, 2-2. 3-0 Spikes, top of the fourth.
Jaws came out 50 years ago this summer.
That's right. Really, the first summer blockbuster.
And it was filmed at Martha's Vineyard.
2-2, bounces in, blocked by Calora, no movement by Hassert.
Peter Benchley, who wrote Jaws, is in the movie. He is the reporter on the beach talking about the summer at Amity Island.
Yep. And, of course, the shark was nicknamed on set Bruce.
And guess what? It didn't work a lot.
No, it didn't. That's why you hardly see it till later on in the movie. Payoff pitch, cued foul at the plate. We'll do it again. And the shark was nicknamed Bruce because that was the name of Steven Spielberg's lawyer at the time.
Yes. Meanwhile, a line that I've used when Jerry's been able to get on the boat, I said, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Another payoff pitch called strike three, and that was on the outer edge.
That was a good pitch.
Six strikeouts for Michael Quevedo. He retires the first 11, works around a two-out double. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Did you know Mountain Nittany Health offers over 30 specialties from primary care to advanced treatments? We're committed to keeping quality health care close to home for the communities we serve. No runs, one hit, one runner left on base. 3-0 Spikes to the bottom of the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Toyota's national sales event is happening right now, so stop by your local dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. From the roomy RAV4 and Grand Highlander to the rough and rugged Tacoma, all packed with comfort, tech, and cargo space. Or test drive a sleek and sporty Camry or Corolla, designed for amazing style and great MPGs. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Hurry, offers end September 2nd. Toyota, let's go places.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Dan Tonkin bounces it foul to start off the bottom of the Toyota RAV fourth inning. The Spikes leading 3-0. Tonkin to be followed by TJ Salvaggio and Manny Jackson. The hot dog drop, a tradition here at the ballpark. Just concluding the 0-1 swing and a miss, 0-2. I love how Gabe or any of the other fantastic camera folks here at the ballpark always capture me recoiling in horror after I misfire on the last throw. 0-2 the count. Talkin is 0-1 with a strikeout. He pops it foul, third base side, out of play. Count remains the same. No runs, one hit, no errors for Frederick. 3 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error for State College. This is the second of a two-game series as Tonkin lifts the 0-2 out to left field. Lipsy back on it. Now to his right, reaches up, makes the grab, and there's one away. The Lanham, after allowing 3 runs the first 2 innings, has settled in. He has set down 6 straight. DJ Salvaggio singled against him in the second and came in to score. 2 runs in the first, 1 in the second for the Spikes. Jaden Coloro with an RBI fielder's choice. Tronner Boston an RBI single in the first. Jacoby Davis knocking in the run with his single in the second. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Bates, ball one. Tomorrow night we start a 3-game series against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. 6:35 game time here at the ballpark. Glizzy and Wine Wednesday. Fastball down and away. 2 balls and no strikes. Half-price hot dogs all game long tomorrow. Half-price 7 Mountains Wine Cellars, 5-ounce glasses of wine, and half-price 16-ounce Leinenkugel Summer Shandy from 5:30 to 7:30. 2-0 fastball, strike on the outer half. 2-1 to the righty, Salvaggio. Righty on the mound, righty at the plate. Manny Jackson on deck. Lanham working from the stretch, delivers. That fades up and in. Ball three now to Salvaggio. Mike's Kid Zone in full swing tonight down the left field line. Right field Fundick busy down the right field line as there's a foul back to the screen. Count is full, and of course, with it being a walking taco Tuesday, Salsa, the epicenter of the walking tacos. Also on occasion, the Super Nachos. They are holding the Super Nachos for Mr. Jones in abeyance tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night, don't you worry. Swing and a miss, strike three, went after the off-speed delivery upstairs. At the breaking ball, actually, and it's the sixth strikeout for Joshua Lanham. Really starting to settle in. This happened for the Spikes last night. They took a 4-0 lead through four innings and then did not put another runner on base the entire rest of the game. But so dominant was the pitching performance from Alex Sparks, Dylan Cheeley, and Jason Shockley, they didn't need to. Here's Manny Jackson, walked in the second. He takes a strike on the inner half. 0-1 the count. Tim Battle, Spikes manager, coaching at third. Adam Paniagua serving as the first base coach. And the 0-1. That's low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Here's the set by Lanham in the pitch. Down and in for a ball, 2-1. By the way, we told those of you within earshot and those here at the ballpark that they had the exclusive opportunity at the Jersey Off the Back auction for Yellowstone Night coming up on Friday. Well, that's no longer exclusive. It is now up and running for everybody as Jackson laces one toward right center field, a base hit. 103 miles an hour off the bat. So he took that curveball and just tattooed an out to center for a two-out single. Here's Jacoby Davis, the designated hitter. Drove in a run back in the second with the single. Spikes now at five hits on the evening thanks to Manny's latest knock. He'll lead off first base. Has not attempted to steal this season. Frederick in the road graze as time is called. Lanham wasn't quite ready on the mound, and now he sets the pitch. Davis fouls it off, third base side, strike one. Keys in the road graze tonight. Spikes wearing the navy blue at home. It's been a rare occasion this year they've done so. The 0-1 pitch taken for a strike on the inner half. 0-2. Breaking ball once again from Lanham, his 72nd pitch of the night. Bottom of the fourth inning, two outs, runner on first, 0-2 count. 3-0 the lead for the Spikes. Lanham to the plate. Breaking ball, grounded right side, backhanded by Rivera, and he will race to the bag himself, gets there just ahead of Jacoby Davis, sticking out the right leg, and the inning is over. No runs, one hit, one runner left on base. Four innings complete here at Midler Field at the Bronco Park. State College 3, Frederick nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
We don't just celebrate moments. We make them legendary. Introducing Whiteout Tequila. Crafted to unleash the spirit of celebration. Born from the energy of the greatest moments. Built for the bold. Distilled with 100% blue Weber and
tequila is smooth, premium, and unmistakably classic, no matter the occasion. Make every moment a whiteout moment.
Into the fifth inning, 3-0 Spikes here in the finale of a two-game miniseries. Other action in the MLB Draft League tonight. West Virginia, after being thumped by Trenton last night, has turned it back around. Black Bears leading the second half standings with a 12-5 mark entering tonight. They lead the Thunder 7-2, bottom of the sixth. Taj Bates leads it off for Frederick in the fifth, and the first pitch to him is up and in for a ball. 88 on the fastball from Michael Quevedo. Other game in action, Williamsport right now occupying second place, a game back of West Virginia. Leads Mahoning Valley 1-0 top of the third. And the 1-0 fouled away first base side. Well, State College will take on West Virginia in a three-game series next weekend visiting the Black Bears. And that'll be their last matchup against the Black Bears in the regular season, those three games. Bounced foul behind home. Still 1-2 to Bates. But Williamsport will be a more frequent opponent down the stretch. Seven meetings still left between the Spikes and the Crosscutters. Of course, they played a two-game set just a couple weeks ago here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park in the weekend. The 1-2 fastball swung on a miss. Seven strikeouts for Michael Quevedo tonight. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Did you know Mount Nittany Health offers over 30 specialties from primary care to advanced treatments? We're committed to keeping quality health care close to home for the communities we serve. One gone to the fifth, Isaiah Green, ironically, with Quevedo having recorded seven strikeouts. Green, the McDonald strikeout guy, has not whiffed tonight. He grounded out to short his first time up. Quevedo delivers. Lefty on lefty here. First pitch strike with a fastball in the outer half. Trey Lipsy on deck for the Keys. Again, 3-0. The State College lead as Quevedo delivers. Fastball called strike. Around the outer portion. Sometimes that's all you need tonight. But Quevedo coming right back. 0-2 pitch. No time. And, oh, no pitch. Quevedo started his motion. He was going towards the plate and then just didn't let go. So nobody was on base. If there had been a runner on or runners on, there would have been a balk. But there's nobody on, just no pitch. We're back at it. 0-2 the count. I think Quevedo was trying to keep the rhythm going, but now delivers to Green, and that is up high for a ball, 1-2. Crowd wanted it. It was certainly in the vicinity. And again, sometimes that's been good enough tonight. 1-2. Fastball to called strike three. Big Macs for everybody. Free Big Mac with any purchase at local McDonald's and State College, Belfont and Milesburg. Available starting at noon tomorrow and for the next 3 days. Here's Trey Lipsy now. 8 strikeouts for Michael Quevedo, a season high for the Southpaw. And he's just one away from tying the MLB Draft League season high for any pitcher. Several different 9 strikeout performances, including one just 2 nights ago from Jacob Weaver of West Virginia against the Spikes. First pitch outside for a ball. Slider from Quevedo, 1-0 the count. Lipsy flied out to left his first time up. And he takes a fastball outside, 2-0. In lefty-lefty matchups, Quevedo has really thrived attacking the outer portion of the plate. Here's the 2-0, bouncer through the right side, a base hit. So Lipsy with a 2-out single. That's the second hit of the evening for the Keys. Quevedo still just on his second time through the order here on the top of the fifth. And Ethan Ott now up, flied out to center field where Adonis Forte made a running grab in the third inning. And the Spikes will be hosting the MLB Draft League Championship game Thursday, September 4th. Pitch to Ott, down and in for a ball, 1-0, breaking ball from Quevedo. That ball will be tossed out of play. New one introduced. Spikes will be taking on the second half champion. Now, if the Spikes were to come back and capture the second half title in the standings as well, it would be the runner-up in the second half that would oppose them in the championship game. We'll keep alerting you to that, I'm sure, all the way until the final days of the second half. Throw on to first. Got Lipsy diving back in, and there's occasion for the throw. He's 28 of 32 across both halves of the season in stolen bases. Here's a line drive toward left field. Talkin diving. He can't make the play. It bounces off of him, waving around third. Lipsy, the throw to the plate is offline, and it will be a double for Ethan Ott to bring in the first Frederick one and cuts the margin to 3-1. Dan Talkin trying to come in and actually slide and made a feet-first attempt at it in left field, but the ball skipped off of him instead. And Ott gets two bases out of it, and that will be his first extra base hit of the season. It'll also be his first RBI. Of course, he just joined the Keys last week. He's been with them now 7 days. So Ott now in scoring position, and Bronson Rivera, the batter, he grounded out to first. Back in the third inning, takes a strike over the outer portion of the plate for strike one. And now a 3-1 game. Spikes had shut out the Keys for the first 13 innings of this series. Here's the 0-1. That is fouled off the net behind the plate, 0-2. Two down, top of the fifth. The Miller Lite Coors Light specials tonight have ended, but the Walking Taco is still half price at the Salsa Stand of the right field fun deck throughout the game, 0-2. Fastball down, actually a slider down and away, trying to get Rivera to chase, but it is ball one. And by the way, I'm corrected. Brad Rudis of Williamsport became the first MLB Draft League pitcher with 10 strikeouts in a game last night. So thanks for the update. As the 1-2 is a called strike three, but Michael Quevedo hot on his heels. His ninth strikeout tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health reminds you to stay healthy while enjoying the game. Stay hydrated. Don't forget sunscreen, even on cloudy days. And don't forget to stretch in between innings. A little movement goes a long way. Quevedo strikes out the side. Keys do score their first run on two hits. The double by Ott bringing home the run. One runner left on base. Halfway home at Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. State College 3, Frederick 1 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
bottom of the fifth inning, and Adonis Forte, leadoff man in the order, leadoff man in the frame. Swings at the first pitch, grounds it onto second, and juggled by Bade, picks it up, throw to first. In time, got him. Bade had to recover quickly there, and did so. That's a tough guy to get in Adonis Forte when you juggle it like that early in the play. That one looked like it just hopped off the mitt into his chest. Credit Bade, though, for that recovery. And there's one gone in the bottom of the fifth. Spikes lead it 3-1. Cole Caruso now up. Jaden Calora to follow. And Caruso in the right-handed box. Joshua Lanham, since allowing three runs the first two innings, has only allowed one hit to the next 10 batters he's faced. Caruso 0-for-1 with a walk against him tonight. Takes strike one of the lower portion of the plate. And then on the 0-1, he bounces it foul. And Taj Bates, some dust might have got into his eye there. Maybe a piece of dirt. But he'll clear out his eyes. He's back to full vision. 0-2 the count. And to make sure everybody's at full vision, lights are on all the way around here at the ballpark, although we have not yet officially hit sunset on a hazy evening here in August. Grounder to short, deep in the hole. Leaping throw by Hassard won't be in time. Cole Caruso with his first hit of the night and the spikes sixth. It was going to be a really tough play for Cam Hassard. And he made that throw from the outfield grass, but Caruso motoring down the line, good speed. And now he's aboard with one out. Cole is 7-for-10 in stolen base attempts this year. Spikes 3-for-4 as a team in steals, all of those attempts in the first inning. Jaden Calora is 0-for-2, but his fielder's choice in the first inning brought in the game's first run. He stole a base himself, scored a run there, grounded out in the third. Pitch. Breaking ball down and in. Bates rises to throw, but Caruso stays put. One ball and no strikes. Again, the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, the opponent tomorrow. Also on Thursday and Friday. All those games as they are throughout the homestand at 6:35. 1-0, lifted foul down the left field line. 1-1 the count. Norm Brown takes a look, figures it's too far out of reach. And he'll stay at his post behind a section 302. One ball, one strike. Caruso leads off first. Lanham sets. The pitcher delivers. That's a called strike on the outer half. Change up that time. Well, near the outer half. One ball and two strikes. Quick throw to first. Caruso dives back in. Quiet in both bullpens right now. And last night, of course, the Spikes prevailing 4-0. A six-hit combined shutout for the Spikes. Strong pitching from Alex Sparks. But credit to Paul Panduro as well. Here's a grounder on to second. Could be two. Bade flips it to second for one. Hassard on to first in time. A 4-6-3 double play. The 10th that the Keys have turned on the ground in the second half, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, nobody left. End of five complete. Still, State College 3, Frederick 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Choosing and count the cell for inpatient rehabilitation may just be their most important choice of all.
From Bungie Synopsis, we got you covered. It's time to head to Metro Downs to crown our Bouncy Horse Champion on the first base side. In front of me, got the cell phone. Team dugout. Jerry on the call.
Okay, this is Horse Champion, Matthew Matthew, and who are you thinking that's over?
Tomorrow night, the State College Spikes continue their seven-game homestand with a 6:35 p.m. matchup against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. It's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Get half-price hot dogs around the ballpark all game long. And half-price wine in Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy Drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at StateCollegeSpikes.com.
Step up to the plate this summer with Timberland Federal Credit Union Summer Grand Slam event, where Grand Slam auto rates are knocking it out of the park.
Score 4.00% APR for up to 60 months, or swing for the fences with 5.00% APR for up to 72 months. Whether you're buying a new car or refinancing your existing ride, Timberland FCU is a credit union you can grow and play with.
Don't sit on the bench. Visit TimberlandFCU.org today.
Timberland Federal Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender, federally insured by NCUA.
Into the sixth inning, Michael Cavedo has maintained his efficiency. Remember, as Steve pointed out, he'd only thrown 33 pitches the first three innings. Over the first five, he's thrown 66. And he faces the top of the order, third time through for the left-hander. Pittman, Bade, and Hassert do up against him here in the sixth inning. And a reminder that coming up, in addition to Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, it'll be Thirsty Thursday here at the ballpark on Thursday, and it'll be a salute to healthcare workers presented by Beata Home Healthcare. All that part of the 6:35 matchup coming up. Thirsty Thursday presented by The Buzz. $2 12-ounce drafts, the most affordable drafts in all of Happy Valley. And Thirsty Thursday, by the way, is coming back for the regular season home finale on August 28th, as well as the MLB Draft League Championship game Thursday, September 4th. But tomorrow, or Thursday, rather, will be your last opportunity at that special until the tail end of the season. And Cam Pittman takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. Pittman grounded out to short in the first inning, laid down a bunt in the fourth, but Cavedo off the mound, able to grab it, make the throw to first in time. And the pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. A run, three hits, no errors for Frederick. Three runs, six hits, and one error for State College. The 1-1 pitch. Lifted in the air, left center field, but tailing toward Talkin and left, and Dan gathers it in for the first down. Speaking of gathering them up, ranching those fly balls, if you will, this ballpark will turn into Dutton Ranch on Friday, Yellowstone night at the ballpark, and that jersey off the back auction on the Live Source app for the special Dutton Ranch jerseys the Spikes will be wearing on Friday. It is open now on the Live Source app, so you can place your bids. Every bid helps. And remember, the auction is Devin Bade grounds it sharply to the third base side, foul. Strike one. The auction presented by PSECU, and it'll go to benefit Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital, a cause that is near and dear to all of our hearts. Breaking ball is low, 1-1 the count. Our great friend Josiah Vieira, his number 10, hangs on the right field wall here, just to the right of the foul line, as the 1-1 swung on and missed. He first joined us here at the ballpark as a CMN Miracle Kid from Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital. Made a connection with the Spikes. Was an example of perseverance and inspiration to all he met across the baseball world. I highly encourage you, if you have not already, to look at the story of Josiah Vieira. Tom Rinaldi and ESPN, producer Ben Hauser there at the time, did a wonderful job telling Josiah's story and about the special connection he made here in Happy Valley. The 2-2 fouled away, right field. Bounces off the netting in front of the Spikes bullpen. Chased down by Shadar Brown, and he'll just roll that ball along the warning track. But our friend Josiah Vieira, who made his final appearance here at the ballpark in person in 2018 at the New York Penn League All-Star Game, but has been here with us in spirit always. We'll be thinking of him for sure on Friday night. Two balls and two strikes. Cavedo delivers. Lifted down the right field line. Brown toward the line. Chasing it to the warning track, and he runs it down for the second out. Steve and I have talked about those long strides Shadar has with that 6-7 frame, and how he's able to make up ground. And he was able to make up a lot of ground there to put away the foul fly. And with two down, here is Cam Hassard, who broke up Michael Quevedo's perfect game, if you will. He had retired the first 11 batters before Hassard doubled to right center field just beyond the reach of Shenar Brown. He takes a fastball outside, 1-0. Hassard with seven doubles, two homers, and 15 RBIs as a key. And the 1-0. Fouled back to the screen, 1-1. Frederick in the road, grays the orange and black trim. They'll be wearing plenty of that. They'll probably retain this same look next season when they enter the South Atlantic League. Aberdeen Ironbirds will have a similar type look, I'm sure, when they join the MLB Draft League in 2026. 1-1, down and away for a ball, 2-1. Quevedo will ask for a new baseball as he tosses that one out of play. Two balls and a strike. There is now some right-handed action getting started in the Frederick pen. The 2-1. Low and away with a breaking ball. 3-1 the count. Joshua Lanham throwing 81 pitches in five innings. Really did what Jimmy Nelson and Preston Wilson asked of him. 3-1 pitch, called strike on the outer half. 3-2. Three runs against him in the early going. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. That is strikeout number 10 for Michael Quevedo. That ties him for the most in a single outing by an MLB Draft League pitcher this year. He's thrown 81 pitches in six innings. Efficiency, the name of the game. He's allowed three hits and no walks. Wonderful effort from the Southpaw. Through 5.5, 3-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
If there were no such thing as Happy Valley, we would need to invent one, because in addition to being a real place, Happy Valley is also a state of mind. The real Happy Valley rests in the sheltering shade of Mount Nittany under blue and white skies. But in a larger sense, Happy Valley is any place we gather with family, friends, and neighbors to remember the old times and celebrate the good times to come. Welcome to Happy Valley from your friends and neighbors at Happy Valley Brewing Company. Join the fun. We're right down the street.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Valix Cisneros, who had been warming up in the bullpen for the Keys, now takes over on the mound for Frederick here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Spikes leading 3-1, out hitting the Keys 6-3. One error in the game is actually on a dropped foul pop-up in the first inning. It did not end up resulting in any damage. Kim Hassard struck out thereafter, but it prolonged the time at bat. That's why the error is assessed. Cisneros, right-hander out of Clinton, Oklahoma, went to the University of Central Oklahoma, 6'5", 230 pounds. He is 24 years of age. And his first pitch to Shinar Brown tonight is swung on and missed, 0-1. A breaking ball tailed away from Shinar there. Brown 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts this evening. Give you the numbers on Cisneros for the season entering tonight's action after the 0-1. It's outside for ball one. Making his 10th appearance, an 0-2 record, a 4.98 ERA. 21 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 17 runs, 12 earned on 24 hits, 31 strikeouts to 13 walks. A 2.70 opponent's batting average. And a grounder up the middle into center field. A base hit for Shinar Brown. Might have broken the bat there. We'll have to check on that. But he'll gladly take the base hit, which as tonight's Powerball power hitter means a lucky row gets free hot dogs. As is the case every time the cleanup man, the Powerball power hitter, collects a base hit here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park. Trotter Boston is 1-2, knocked in a run with a single in the first, was then caught stealing, struck out in the third. Shinar putting the sliding mitt on the left hand. 9 of 12 in stolen bases this year. The pitch to Boston swung on and missed. Tied him up inside, 0-1 the count. Cisneros on the mound actually did pitch last year in the first half for the Keys and was pretty good. He returns to Frederick for the second half of his 2025 season. As Brown leads off first, a throw over there and a tag applied. But Brown back safely. 0-1 the count. 3-1 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth inning. With Brown's single, they've now out-hit the Keys 7-3. Shinar takes off. Pitch outside for a ball, and it slips free from Taj Bates. So Brown will take second without a throw. His 10th steal of the season. He now has as many steals here in the second half of the MLB Draft League season, 18 games, as he did in the collegiate season at Grambling. And Bates really had no opportunity there, just a fumble there as he tried to make the quick transfer and then get the ball away quickly. So now Brown in scoring position, 1-1 the count to Boston, and the pitch. And he shows bunt now and missed it, says Eric Smith, so it's strike two. Late umpire says he offered at it, did not draw it back in time. So one ball and two strikes the count, trying to bunt Shinar Brown over to third. Nobody out here, and Cisneros delivers. Boston fouls back to the screen. By the way, Penn State football practice is ongoing here, and they are practicing at Beaver Stadium right across Porter Road from the ballpark. So if you're here and you think, wow, I hear music, but it's quiet here at the ballpark, it's probably coming from across the street as James Franklin's group gets ready for a big 2025 season ahead. The 1-2 down and away for a ball, 2-2. It all starts up on August the 30th as the Wolfpack of Nevada come to Happy Valley. FIU will be in town on September 6th, just 2 days after the MLB Draft League Championship games played here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park Thursday, September 4th. 2-2 to Boston. That is fouled back to the bricks. Of course, Villanova on tap as well, but a big one early on, September the 27th. The whiteout makes its triumphant return. The Penn State whiteout featuring the Nittany Lions against the Oregon Ducks. And my, what a matchup that will be. Two balls and two strikes. I'll be happy to be rejoining Rodney Martin, reforming the PA Express over at Beaver Stadium throughout the season. And, of course, you'll be able to listen to Steve Jones, Jack Hamm, and Brian Tripp on radio side. Two balls, two strikes. Breaking ball fades outside, and the count is full. Payoff pitch to Trotter Boston. That's fouled back. Count remains full. Bottom of the sixth inning. 3-1 Spikes. trying to extend that lead here. As Shannar Brown led off with a single up the middle, stole second, and waits in scoring position. Cisneros leans in for the sign and gets it. Sets at the letters. Another 3-2. Lifted down the left field line. Lipsy going toward the line. Makes the catch in fair territory. Brown retreats to second. One away. Now Dan Talkin, the batter. The left-handed hitting left fielder. He is 0 for 2. A strikeout and a flyout. But everything Dan has hit here in the second half in particular has been loud. When he gets the barrel of the bat on the ball, it's like firing it out of a cannon. Outfielder from Murray State stands in, and Kit Cisneros with a breaking ball that slices down the middle for strike one. Oh, and one the count. Cisneros delivers. And that one is smacked foul, first base side. 98 off the bat on a foul ball. 0-2. Tonkin just turned on it a little too quickly there. Lizzie and Wine Wednesday. Tomorrow night, 6:35 game against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. Half-price hot dogs all game long. As Brown takes off for third, the 0-2 pitch in the dirt, and Brown will slide in safely with his second steal of the inning, his 11th of the season. And that'll actually make Shannar Brown the leader amongst the Spikes in second half steals. One ball and two strikes. Pulls Brown into a tie for second in the MLB Draft League's second half in stolen bases with Jackson Mayo. Infield now drawn in as the 1-2 popped up. Left side of the infield. Ott, the third baseman, fades back and reaches on the edge of the infield dirt to make the catch in fair territory. Brown will remain third, and there are two down here in the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring T.J. Salvaggio to the plate. The shortstop 1-for-2. Singled and scored in the second. Struck out in the fourth. Here's the pitch to Salvaggio. Brown at third. The first pitch breaking ball is a strike on the inner half. 0-1 the count. Infield now back with two outs. Outfield pretty much straight away all the way around. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball there. It's 0-2. Spikes not wanting to let this opportunity go by the boards. Three runs in the first two innings. Largely quiet since until Brown was active on the base paths here. And the 0-2 pitch. Fastball upstairs. 1-2. Bates with words of encouragement for Lanham as he returns the baseball. Or for Cisneros, I should say. Lanham went the first five innings. Six hits, three runs all earned. Two walks, six strikeouts, 81 pitches, 53 for strikes. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that's Cisneros' first strikeout, the seventh for Frederick pitching. No runs, one hit, one runner left on base. We have played six complete innings here at Midler Field at Lebrado Park. It's State College 3, Frederick 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Sunny days call for Sun Cruiser Vodka Iced Tea. Made with real iced tea and real vodka. Refreshing and goes down smooth. Let the good times cruise with Sun Cruiser.
Your first half champion, State College Spikes, host the 2025 MLB Draft League Championship game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, Thursday, September 4th. Get your tickets now for just $10 apiece. Enjoy Dollar Dog Night with Dollar Hot Dogs and Thirsty Thursday with $2 12-ounce drafts while supplies last. And the Spikes offer free admission to all students in partnership with Penn State Spa, the Student Programming Association. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
This is the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
On to the seventh inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Michael Quevedo has went the first six innings, throwing 81 pitches, 54 for strikes, but he'll stay on here to begin the seventh. 10 strikeouts to this point. He is tied at MLB Draft League single season high that was just set yesterday by Brad Rudis of Williamsport. Now Jamal Ritter leads it off. He struck out twice against Quevedo tonight. First pitch, he called a strike. Quevedo has definitely attacked that outer edge of the plate against the left-handed hitters, and he's getting the benefit of the doubt. There's no doubt about that. 0-1 slider up high for a ball, 1-1 the count. A 3-1 lead for the Spikes. And the pitch, that's called a strike on the inner half. 1-2 the count. Quevedo delivers. Grounder back to the box, deflected off Quevedo, and there'll be no play. Quevedo is that one, a broken back grounder back towards him. He tried to reach behind him because as a left-hander, his momentum carried him to the third base side, tried to reach backward to grab it, but it deflected off the mitt, and it'll be a single. So just the fourth hit of the night for the Keys. As the leadoff man is on here in the seventh, and it's Ritter, who is 7-for-7 in stolen base attempts this year. First pitch to Taj Bates, fastball upstairs, ball one. There is action getting up in the Spikes bullpen. Looks like a right-hander starting to throw. The 1-0. That's fouled back to the screen, 1-1. Jeff Heinrich is the one starting to throw. Throw on to first. Tag applied by Jackson as Ritter went back standing. One ball and one strike. Another throw to first and a dive back in from Ritter. The 1-1. Fouled away, first base side, 1-2. 3-1 lead for the Spikes here in the top of the seventh. Quevedo going through the signs with Calora as Ritter stands in. Another throw to first, and back standing again is Ritter, or Bates at the plate, excuse me. Ritter back to first, and Quevedo doing his best to keep him close, using that left-hander's advantage to shield whether he's going to first or the plate as long as possible. Now the 1-2, and Bates sends this one sky high down the left field line, but that will curve foul into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Sent that one 330 feet. It is 325 down the line. Left the bat at 95 miles an hour, but it is simply a long foul ball. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch called strike three, and Michael Quevedo becomes the first MLB Draft League pitcher this season to record 11 strikeouts in a game, and that now puts him just one shy of the Spikes single game record of 12. Here's Isaiah Green. The McDonald strikeout guy has already fulfilled that duty, striking out in the fifth. He's 0 for 2 tonight. He's grounded out as well. Quevedo throws to first. And back standing is Ritter. Quevedo set. First, nope, a throw to first. They've got Ritter picked off. Jackson has it, going to run him down towards second base. Throws it to the shortstop, Salvaggio. Salvaggio throwing, running him back towards Quevedo. Sweep tag, missed him, and Ritter is safe. So that'll be nothing doing. All of that for no play. And it remains one out. They had him, looked like dead to rights. But the throw to Quevedo and the attempt at a sweep tag, and yep, he just missed him. First pitch to Green, upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Trey Lipsy is on deck for the Keys. Green is the tying run. And another throw to first, and Ritter dives back in. Boy, they had him leaning the wrong way. Ritter did what you're supposed to do in a rundown play. I think maybe Manny could have run at him a little more, then made the throw. But when you make the throw late like that, that's resulted in what occurred at the end of that play. Sometimes you're too late then to apply the tag. And the throw to first again gets Ritter back. And the pitch. Lifted foul behind home. 1-1 to Green. Jacob Schlesner and Louis Davenport have each struck out 12 batters in a game. Michael Quevedo is now at 11. Another throw to first, and again diving back in is Ritter.
Talking to the BTN crew.
Ah, yes.
And when I was talking with them, the first question they asked was, is Jerry here? And I said, no, he's over at the ballpark. You should have seen the relief looks on their faces. Oh, my goodness.
1-1. Breaking ball is low, 2-1.
I mean, they had Purolator security with them and everything. Right. And they also had a picture of him, and on the top, all it said was stalker.
Two balls and a strike. Called strike on the upper portion of the plate with a breaking ball from Quevedo, 2-2. The 11 strikeouts already for Quevedo. Throw to first, and Ritter leans back towards first. Not really a dive, he just sort of lunges to his left. The 2-2. Swung on, lifted in the air, left field, talking towards the line, coming forward. He makes the catch in fair territory. Ritter back to first, two away.
The relief on their faces, I thought, spoke volumes.
Trey Lipsy is 1-for-2, a fly out to left in the third, singled and scored in the fifth. Jaden Calora is walking out to the mound. Quevedo now at 95 pitches. 64 for strikes. And I think with the rundown play not resulting in an out, that's really what happened, is now he's going to have to throw some added pitches here at the end of the line for him.
Look, Jerry's in red.
I believe that's Elmo.
Have you ever seen them in the same room?
I can't say that I have.
I mean, Jupiter went by. They're both in outer space. And then there's this one. Mini Jerry.
Yes. A gopher from Caddyshack doing a jig. Now Ritter leads off first. Trey Lipsy at the plate. Another throw to first. And again, Ritter dives back in. Again, there's no limit on the amount of mound disengagements.
Yeah.
With a throw here in the MLB Draft League.
Should be.
That'll be certainly something to look forward to in 2026. Trey Lipsy swings and fouls it off third base side, 0-1.
I'd rather use Major League rules in 2026.
We can definitively say this. Those will be the rules that Frederick will be playing under in 2026.
Yep.
Yeah. 0-1 the count. The set by Cavedo. 0-1 homeward. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. It's 0-2.
And that was a good call, too. It was right there.
Another lefty-lefty matchup. Cavedo has allowed three of the four hits to left-handed hitters, but he's been dominant on that outside edge of the plate, at and around it. 0-2. That was outside and high. One ball and two strikes. And two previous Spikes pitchers with a dozen strikeouts in a game. The last one, Louis Davenport, on the road to Mahoning Valley. Yep. Jacob Schlesner did it on the road
here
as well.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
1-2. Fastball upstairs, 2-2. And Schlesner followed that 12-strikeout performance on the road. He came back here and struck out 10 in five innings. Would have struck out more, probably would have broken that record, but the game called on account of weather. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Michael Cavedo becomes the third pitcher in State College Spikes history with 12 strikeouts in a single game. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Six and a half gone, time to stretch. 3-1 Spikes on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Toyota's national sales event is happening right now, so stop by your local dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. From the roomy RAV4 and Grand Highlander to the rough and rugged Tacoma, all packed with comfort, tech, and cargo space. Or test drive a sleek and sporty Camry or Corolla, designed for amazing style and great MPGs. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Hurry, offers end September 2nd. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects this summer, such as planting a tree or installing a new fence, be a good neighbor and call 811 3 to 10 business days before you dig. 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water line or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Insurance, the name of the game here as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Spikes with a 3-1 lead. If they could tack on a couple more, that would be big. Manny Jackson is going to lead it off against Alex Cisneros, who gave up one hit and struck out one in the sixth inning. Here's Manny. Manny is 1-for-1 with a walk in the second. He singled the center in the fourth. Bats on the left side. And Cisneros to the plate. Way outside, 1-0 the count. And the set at the belt. Pitch. That's foul. Loops over the screen and out of the ballpark on the left side over the luxury suites and out of play. Spikes 3 runs, 7 hits, an error. Frederick 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors. Cavedo has struck out a dozen tonight to tie a Spikes record. He'll be done for the night after 7 tremendous innings. Way outside, high and away, 2-1 the count. 2 balls and a strike. He stares in, gets what he wants, and delivers. Outside corner for a strike, he evens the count at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. As Manny steps out with a 2-2 count. Back in that left-handed box. 3-1, the Spikes lead it here in the bottom of the seventh. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 got him. Fastball at 88 that time. Second strikeout for Cisneros. Here's Jacoby Davis, who knocked in a run with a base hit in the second, then grounded out to first in the fourth. So Davis will step in. And the pitch. He fouled that one to the screen just above the Frederick dugout. It's 0-1. Well, at 8:30 now, we're just past sunset here in State College, and the lights have completely taken over here at the ballpark. 0-1 the count, the pitch. Davis wraps it on the ground to second. Diving stop to his feet. Throws won't get him. Great play by the second baseman, Bade. But again, the second infield hit for the Spikes tonight. Bade made a fabulous effort to get to that ball, diving to his right. And from his knees, he tried to throw Davis out but could not. So the Spikes get their 8th hit of the game. Second one for Davis, and here's Forte, who's 1-for-3. Infield hit, stole 2 bases, scored in the first, struck out looking in the second, grounded to second in the fifth. And throw over to first, and Davis gets back. So Jacoby is 6-for-6 in stolen bases. He was 9-for-10 at Cornell. Throw to first, gets back. With one out, the infield, the middle infield, the double play depth. Odd is even at the bag at third. Outfield straight away, but shallow in right for Forte. Ritter plays a shallow right field normally. The pitch. And curveball dropped in. Low and outside. 1 ball and no strikes the count. Davis, throw to first. He dives back in again. Rivera put the tag on there. Three to one, Spikes lead it here in the bottom of the seventh. There goes Davis, pitches outside for a ball. Throw by Bates, Davis steals the bag. He's 7-for-7. Puts a runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now let's see if Forte can get him home. Forte has driven in 8 this season, including 1 last night. Cisneros goes set. Forte waits the 2-0. Foul third base side. And that'll reach the concourse where the kid zone happens to be. And out of play, it's 2-1. Next is Caruso, then Calora. Cisneros goes set with one out. Looks at second. And the 2-1. Way outside, it's 3-1 to Forte. Forte back in that left-handed box, and he crowds the plate in the left-handed box. Windmills the bat a couple of times. He's ready as Cisneros looks in. 3-1, looks at second at Davis, and the pitch. Curveball for a strike right on the money. Great pitch on the outer edge that time. It's 3-2. Three balls at two strikes the count. Cisneros. The payoff with one out. Outside ball four. Plenty of speed aboard for the Spikes with Davis on second and now Forte on first for Cole Caruso, who's 1-for-2. Walked in the first. Flew to deep center in the second and singled to right in the fifth. And that'll bring Taj Bates, the catcher, out to the mound. Right now, there's nobody warming in the Frederick bullpen. There's some stirring in the Frederick bullpen, but nobody throwing. And Bates and Cisneros, their confab is over with. And here's Caruso, who's driven in 14 for the Spikes this season. Came into the night fifth in the league in hitting. Right now has that average at 356. First and second with one out. Plenty of speed with Davis on second and Forte on first. The pitch. Curveball, inner half for a strike. Great pitch that time. 0-1 the count. So deep in center, deeper in right. Middle infield double play depth. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Tried to reach out on that one, and it was a strike he swung at. It's 0-2 on Cole. Bade, the second baseman, is trying to keep Davis close. There's a big hole right now on that right side. And Caruso handles the bat well. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. It gets away. The runners are going to move up. And Davis slips and falls and dives back to third. Now Caruso's out. Even though he ran to first and he got there, he is out. But the two runners on the wild pitch do move up to second and third. So now it's up to Calora. Three strikeouts for Cisneros. Now it's up to Calora. Calora knocked in a run in the first inning on a fielder's choice, stole a base, and then scored. Grounded to second and the third, wrapped into an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play in the fifth. Base hit here would get two big runs across. Calora open stance, left-handed box. It's on his bat right now here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch. That's a strike. Outside corner, it's 0-1. Shallow in left and right, deeper in center. Infield back. No shift. Second and third, two outs. The pitch. Fouls it over the screen and to the roof on the third base side. Now to play. It's 0-2 on Jaden. Spike's trying to find that key hit. A base hit here will bring in two runs because you have a track team out there right now with Davis on third and Forte on second. Cisneros at the belt. Looks at third, 0-2. Lifted in the air, foul. That'll get to the seats and probably to the concourse, and out of play it does. It's still 0-2. No new baseballs brought out for home plate umpire Eric Smith. The Davis walks to his lead at third. Forte, big lead at second. Big lead. Cisneros delivers way outside. Purpose pitch there, 1-2. Spikes won last night, 4-0. Lead this game 3-1, bottom of the seventh. Flora holds the bat straight out, just like Jacob Stallings always did when he was here. Levels it once, he's ready. 1-2 to Calora. That curveball was a bit high that time. It's 2-2. Cisneros thought he had it, did not. And the ball was high. Chenard Brown on deck, hoping that he hits this in it. 2-2 on Calora. Leans in. Big leads and now backs off. They're not fooling around right now. They're not trying to keep Forte close or anything like that. Davis, big lead at third. Forte, huge lead at second. 2-2 to Calora. Hit down the right field line toward the line. Kadrykia corner. Fair ball. Two runs will score. Calora delivers a two-run double. 5-1 State College. Davis and Forte easily scored. And Calora delivers the biggest hit of the game. It's 5-1. He dumped it down the right field line, and even though Ritter was playing shallow, he could not get to it, and here's Brown. Now you want to tack on. You never have enough. Here's the set. Cisneros to the plate. Brown listed in the air, but that's playable by Ritter and Wright. Comes in. Second baseman Bade goes out. He takes charge and makes the catch, and the inning is over. Spikes get two runs on two hits and Strand one at the end of seven full. 5-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Spikes with a 5-1 lead, and the story on this night so far has been Michael Cavedo. He finishes his night with 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, struck out 12, and did not walk a batter. He will give way now to Jeff Heinrich. And he'll take over here. Heinrich comes in, 6'4", 187 pounds, 24-year-old right-hander. Out of Brentwood, California, pitched at Loyola Marymount, making his 7th appearance. No record with a 3.12 ERA with 12 strikeouts and 5 walks. Against West Virginia on Friday, Jeff went 2 innings, no hits, no runs, struck out 3, walked 1 in an excellent performance. And here's Ethan Ott to be followed by Bronson Rivera. And then back to the top of the order, Cam Pittman, 8-9-1 in the batting order for Frederick here in the top of the eighth. 5-1 State College. Heinrich waits and delivers. Lifted in the air to right field. Brown toward the line. Running. Foul territory. Reaches out and makes the catch. A 6'7 man with reach who can move. Shannar Brown, one out. He's made a couple of really terrific plays in each game of this series. And here is Bronson Rivera's 0-2. Grounded out to Manny Jackson at first and the third. Struck out looking in the fifth. Seven innings for Quevedo. Four hits, one run, 12 strikeouts, no walks. That's command. That's dominance. Outside for a ball to Rivera. 1-0 the count. Five-one. Kalura delivering the big double. The 1-0. Hit high in the air, right field, drifting back, warning track Brown. He's in front of the track. He's there, comes in a couple steps, makes the catch and two outs. For Kalura, that was his third double of the season, now up to seven runs knocked in. What was the biggest hit of this game? They've been playing with the lead all night, and that's what we talked about in the pregame. Play with the lead. They played with the lead this entire series. There's not been one point in this series the Spikes have been behind. Cam Pittman at the plate, who's 0-3, grounded to short in the first, grounded back to Quevedo in the fourth, lined out to Talkin and left in the sixth. Up on the grass at third. And that, by the way, when he grounded out to the pitcher, he tried to put a bunt down. That was to lead off the fourth. He missed up high with that one, 1-0. He tried to put down a bunt, because the first nine guys have been retired by Quevedo, to put down a bunt, and he got thrown out by Michael. 1-0. Chopper, two opera to short. Salvaggio takes it, fires the first, gets him by a step. The inning is over, and Frederick goes in order in the eighth. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Spikes with a 5-1 lead on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
We don't just celebrate moments. We make them legendary. Introducing Whiteout Tequila, crafted to unleash the spirit of celebration. Born from the energy of the greatest moments. Built for the bold. Distilled with 100% blue Weber agave. Whiteout Tequila is smooth, premium, and unmistakably classic. No matter the occasion, make every moment a Whiteout moment.
Five-one State College as we work our way to the bottom half of the eighth inning. And a pitching change for Frederick as Davis Smith comes on, making his eighth appearance, a 2-1 record, 6.14 ERA. Gone 7 1/3 to this point. So for Davis Smith, his eighth appearance of the year. And the charge for him is simple. Make sure it's still 5-1 when the inning's over with. Only get further behind in this one. But the Spikes, I said, in the bottom of the seventh, the goal was insurance. And they found it with two runs on the big base hit by Jaden Kalura.
second baseman, number 11, Trotter Buster.
So here's Davis Smith taking over here. Trotter Boston at the plate. He is 1-for-3, knocked in a run with a base hit in the first, struck out swinging in the third, flew to left in the sixth. Quick mound conference. Smith played at Gordon State College for 3 seasons. Then went to Georgia Southern. Did pitch against the Spikes, by the way, on Tuesday. Put together a 1-2-3 inning. First pitch to Boston, outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. 5 runs, 9 hits, an error for the Spikes. 1 run, 6 and 4 hits. No errors for Frederick. Frederick has 10 hits in this series. Foul into the just beyond the bullpen. Bagger rattles around in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. He drove it 299 feet that time, but foul. Smith, right-hander, stares in with a 1-1 count on Boston. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball that time. 1-2 the count. Ball and 2 strikes. And that pitch, line down the left field line, but foul. Bounces off the netting in front of the Frederick bullpen. One and two. Austin bats from the left side. He'll be followed by Dan Talkin and TJ Salvaggio. 5, 6, and 7 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the eighth. That is off the fist to third and caught by Ott, the third baseman, one out. Dan Talkin is 0 for 3 tonight, which has been a rarity for him of late. Got that average a tick under 300 now at 299. He struck out swinging in the second, flew to left in the fourth, and popped out to third in the sixth. Bats from the left side. And the pitch. Owen outside for a ball, for a strike. Owen won the count. 94 with that fastball that time from Davis Smith. And the 0-1. Outside for a ball. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Spikes pitching brilliant in this two-game set. They've given up 1 run on 10 hits over 17 innings. Inside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Quevedo tonight tied a Spikes record with 12 strikeouts. But the other part that's just as impressive, he did not walk a batter. 2-1. That's foul to the plate. It's now 2-2. In fact, Spikes pitchers in this series have 23 strikeouts and 4 walks. Talking with 1 out, bases empty, steps out after the foul ball. Now resets in the left-handed box. Smith, the right-hander, looks in. He works from the center of the hill. And the 2-2 to Dan. Down low, full 3-2. Mahoney Valley's next. Oh, Joe got chocolate chip cookies. Wow. That's Major League, man. 3-2. It's fouled. First base side. Well, we saw Elmo up in the board before, and we were privileged to have here in the booth Cookie Monster. Right now, he's not here. If I were you, I'd cover those up. 3-2 the count. Talking waits. Here it is. To left field, pretty well hit. Back to the warning track. Lipsy reaches out at the track and makes the catch. 2 outs. Gave it a pretty good ride.
Lipsy, to his credit, ran a great route to it that time. And here's T.J. Salvaggio. Single to left and scored in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth and in the sixth. He's one for three. In the ninth inning, it'll be Bade, Hassard, and Ritter, 2, 3, and 4 in the Frederick batting order. And the pitch. On the ground, up the middle, in the center field for a base hit. TJ's 2 for 4 tonight as the Spikes rattle off another base hit. So that's 10 hits for the Spikes in the game. And here's Manny Jackson. Joe and I said in the pregame show, and we were emphatic about this, it's adorable to come from behind and it's fun and exciting late. But, boy, it's a lot more surgical to play with the lead. The Spikes have played with the lead in this entire series. What a difference that makes, and pitching makes all the difference in the world. Manny is 1 for 2. Takes a strike. It is 0-1. He walked in the second. He singled the center in the fourth, and he struck out swinging in the seventh. We're in the bottom of the eighth. That is 5-1. Jaden Kelleher with the biggest hit of the game, a two-run double when the Spikes were aching for insurance in the bottom of the seventh. Low and inside for a ball, 1-1. He drove home Jacoby Davis and Adonis Forte. All those two had to do was jog because there's so much speed. 1-1 the count. Salvaggio leads off first. And the pitch. Outside, it's 2-1 to Manny. Two balls and a strike. Spikes have out hit them 10-4 and lead the game 5-1. Scored 2 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 in the seventh. The lone Frederick run was in the fifth. Smith to the plate. Outside corner for a strike. He evens the count at 2-2. Jackson will walk out of the box for a moment. Rosenbach picked up by Smith. Toss it back down. Uncorked that fastball at 93 that time. TJ out to his lead at first with two outs. 2-2 the count on Jackson. Annie looking for his second hit of the night. Smith to the plate. There goes Salvaggio up high and away for a ball. It's 3-2, and TJ easily steals second base without a throw. For TJ Salvaggio, he picks up his second stolen base of the year in three tries. And the Spikes have another insurance run now in scoring position for Manny Jackson. And, of course, Manny has been able to drive in runs just like he did last year. He's already driven in 13 this year. Last year, Manny drove in 23. That's foul. Does a good job to stay alive at the plate on a fastball that was at the knees that time. It would have been a strike. And he fought it off. It's still 3-2. New baseballs brought out for home plate umpire Eric Smith. 6:35 tomorrow. Lizzy and Wine Wednesday. 6:35 Thursday. Thirsty Thursday. Yellowstone Night. Bark in the Park Friday. 6:35. Live Source app is open now to start putting in those great jerseys. 6:35. Fireworks after the game Saturday night. Katie Schumacher Cauley here and her bobblehead to the first 1,000 fans. 6:35 Sunday. 3-2, swing, and did he get a piece? He did not. Strike three got him, and the inning is over. We go to the ninth inning, and the Spikes have a 5-1 lead on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Tomorrow night, the State College Spikes continue their seven-game homestand with a 6:35 p.m. matchup against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. It's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Get half-price hot dogs around the ballpark all game long, and half-price wine in Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy Drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jeff Heimrich on now for the ninth inning. His second inning of work after he worked a 1-2-3-8. He'll face Devin Bade, Cam Hassard, and Jamal Ritter. 2-3-4 in the Frederick batting order here in the ninth. Bade is 0-3, struck out swinging in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth, that flew out to Brown and right in the sixth. And the pitch. On the ground to third, backing up Caruso. Cole's got it. Throws to first in time. One up and one down in the ninth. Hassert's 1-3. Struck out looking in the first. Doubled to right in the fourth. Lined out to Tauchin in left to end the sixth. Hassert is 1-7 in the series. As the helicopter leaves the Mount Nittany Medical Center just beyond the left field wall here. And the first pitch to Hassard, curveball. Yikes, that was a really good pitch, but it may have been a little bit high. It's 1-0. May have been a little bit high. Hassard waits in the left-handed box. Heimrich waits and delivers. Up high, 2-0 the count. 93 with that fastball. Spikes looking to sweep this mini-series. Then it's Mahoning Valley here tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Then Trenton Saturday, Sunday. Left field, talking, going back. Front of the track, he's there. Puts it away, and the Spikes are to the doorstep on this Tuesday night. 5-1 lead. And here comes Ritter. Struck out looking in the second. Struck out looking in the fourth. He singled the left in the seventh. Ritter is 2-5 in the series. Caruso up in the grass at third against the left-handed hitter. Brown deeper and right. And the pitch. Drop that. Ooh. Oh, mercy me. That was a ball. One ball, no strikes. It's been a bit of an adventure back there tonight on some of the calls. Probably thought that was too high. 1-0 the count on Ritter. Caruso backs up even at the bag at third now. 1-0. That's up high. 2-0 the count. Tauchin, normal depth in left. Forte, normal in center. Couple steps back and right is Brown. Jackson shaded toward the line at first. 2-0. Foul straight back to the screen. It's 2-1. Spikes lead at 5-1 here in the top of the ninth inning. They have never trailed in this series. Ritter levels that bat in the left-handed box with a 2-1 count. Heimrich waits. And to the plate. On the ground, wide of the bag, wide of the line at first, foul. Bounces out by the tarp. Adam Paniagua will come out and he'll pick it up. One strike away. Heimrich goes set. 2-2 count. On its way. Rolls it. Foul off his right foot. Still 2-2, and he is still down just beyond the batter's box on the first base side. Now he's trying to walk it off. Eric Smith will brush off the plate. Jaden Kalura picks up the bat. And right now Ritter has the helmet off. And he's walking around. I don't know if Heinrich wants a new baseball or not. He's laughing with the first base umpire, Wyatt Lee, about something. He does not want a new baseball. And Ritter, to his credit, walks it off, and he's back in there. 2-2 of the count. Two outs, bases empty. Top of the ninth, 5-1 State College. At the belt. To the plate. Checked it. Did not go. Full 3-2. That was the right call. It was way outside. Three balls and two strikes the count. Stares in. Gets what he wants from Kalura. 3-2 on its way. That's foul, looping over the roof above the press box to our left and out of play. We're going to come up now with the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Trying to put him away and end the game. The pitch on the ground, wide of first. Goes down to the tarp, and Spike's bullpen will have to pick that up. So new baseball is brought up for Eric Smith. Ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up. With two outs and the bases empty, top of the ninth, 5-1 State College. Jeff goes set. And the 3-2. One more time. Foul again. We're going to see a 10th pitch in the at-bat. That one was third base side, looping over the sweets and out of play. Crowd comes to life here at the ballpark. 10th pitch of the at-bat to Ritter. It's been a great battle. 3-2. Here it is. Popped him up. Third base side. Caruso might have a play, and it just creeps over the screen, and it's the top of the Frederick dugout. 11th pitch of the at-bat. And, yes, they've had to bring out more baseballs for Eric Smith. In the Trenton series, in one inning, there were two 11-pitch at-bats. Here's the 11th pitch of this one to Frederick's Jamal Ritter. Heinrich, big deep breath. 3-2. Ball four, he walked him, and let's give Ritter all the credit in the world for that one. He fought off so many pitches. He fouled off one, two, three, four, five pitches in that at-bat. Including four in a row. Actually, he fouled off six pitches in the at-bat, including four in a row. So, here is Taj Bates. Struck out all three times at the plate in the second, in the fifth, and in the seventh. That's fouled to the screen above the Spikes dugout. 0-1 the count. Although, the last time he was up in the seventh, he drove one down the left field line, but it hooked foul. Bates in the right-handed box. They're not holding on, Ritter. Swing and a miss, it's 0-2. Jackson is playing behind Ritter at first with a 5-1 lead. Bates steps out of the box with an 0-2 count. He has already struck out three times tonight. All against Michael Cavedo, who struck out 12 tonight. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. And the Spikes pitching staff for the second straight night puts together a gem. Michael Cavedo and Jeff Heinrich combine in a four-hitter with Michael striking out a dozen tonight and the Spikes win it 5-1. Brilliantly pitched over the last two nights. Joe Putnam, when we come back on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Step up to the plate this summer with Timberland Federal Credit Union Summer Grand Slam event, where Grand Slam auto rates are knocking it out of the park.
Score 4.00% APR for up to 60 months, or swing for the fences with 5.00% APR for up to 72 months. Whether you're buying a new car or refinancing your existing ride, Timberland FCU is a credit union you can grow and play with.
Don't sit on the bench. Visit TimberlandFCU.org today.
Timberland Federal Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender, federally insured by NCUA.
If there were no such thing as Happy Valley, we would need to invent one, because in addition to being a real place, Happy Valley is also a state of mind. The real Happy Valley rests in the sheltering shade of Mount Nittany under blue and white skies. But in a larger sense, Happy Valley is any place we gather with family, friends, and neighbors to remember the old times and celebrate the good times to come. Welcome to Happy Valley, from your friends and neighbors at Happy Valley Brewing Company. Join the fun. We're right down the street.
Spikes win it by a score of 5-1. Michael Quevedo, opening seven, gave up four hits, one run. He struck out 12, did not walk a batter. And Jeff Heinrich went two innings and was also outstanding. Gave up nothing, struck out one, walked one. That one walk in the ninth inning is the only walk the Spikes gave up all night. You can't ask more out of what they've gotten out of five pitchers the last two nights. And Alex Sparks, Dylan Cheely, Jason Shockley, Michael Quevedo, and Jeff Heinrich. And Michael, I know, is downstairs with Joe Putnam. And talk about a great performance. Joe?
Michael Quevedo, congratulations, sir. 12 strikeouts tonight. You tied a State College Spikes single-game record for strikes out in a game. How do you feel?
Yeah, it feels pretty good. I mean, boys are...
It wasn't quite the full-on Gatorade bath, but you get two cups full.
Yeah, a little cold.
Hopefully they didn't short the mic out. Never mind. But, again, seven innings, 12 strikeouts, what was working?
I mean, you know, just attacking the zone, trusting the guys behind me, and, you know, the offense did a great job of always helping me.
Hold on. Carter Holgis with the left jab, Jacoby Davis and Shinar Brown with the big right hook. Gotcha there. I'm going to look around here and say, okay, looks like the coast is clear now. But seven innings, 12 strikeouts. Again, you go on the mound, you see what the pitchers were able to do yesterday. How much did you take from last night's shutout effort and bring into this one?
Yeah, Sparks and the bullpen did a great job attacking the zone and just, you know, giving the boys a shot the whole game. And that was my mindset going into it, just giving the guys a shot. They score, get them back in the dugout quick, let them hit.
Not only did you tie the Spikes single-game record with 12 strikeouts, but no walks in the game as well. How important was it for you to be able to work effectively in the zone and on the fringes of the zone?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when stuff's working good and, you know, you find a spot that the guy's giving you, you just keep attacking. And, you know, JC did a great job the whole game, you know, framing pitches and, you know, making them look good, so...
You guys now have swept a two-game series. You got Mahoning Valley coming in. Five more games in the homestand. What is it like to be able to come back and play in front of the crowd here?
It's awesome. I mean, the crowd's always great here, and glad to string these two together for them, and we're going to keep it rolling for them. So.
Michael, congratulations. 12 strikeouts, ties of Spikes, single-game record, seven innings of work. We'll see you in the Spikes here tomorrow night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Michael Quevedo making some history here tonight, and tomorrow night, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday with Half Price Hot Dogs, Half Price Line and Kugel Summer Shandy, 5:30 to 7:30. Half Price Seven Mountains Wine Cellars Wine, 5:30 to 7:30 as well. But in the meantime, we'll send it back upstairs.
Thank you, Joe.
And if you have those ball launch tennis balls, we...
And thank you, Joe, and appreciate it. Spikes win it 5-1. Back with the line score, and to wrap it up in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Sunny days call for Sun Cruiser Vodka Iced Tea. Made with real iced tea and real vodka, refreshing and goes down smooth. Let the good times cruise with Sun Cruiser.
Your first half champion, State College Spikes, hosts the 2025 MLB Draft League Championship game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, Thursday, September 4th. Get your tickets now for just $10 apiece. Enjoy Dollar Dog Night with Dollar Hot Dogs and Thirsty Thursday with $2 12-ounce drafts while supplies last. And the Spikes offer free admission to all students in partnership with Penn State Spa, the Student Programming Association. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
This is the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects this summer, such as planting a tree or installing a new fence, be a good neighbor and call 811. 3 to 10 business days before you dig. 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water line or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Sunny days call for Sun Cruiser Vodka Iced Tea. Made with real iced tea and real vodka, refreshing and goes down smooth. Let the good times cruise with Sun Cruiser.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Far Major Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
This is the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Tomorrow night, the State College Spikes continue their seven-game homestand with a 6:35 p.m. matchup against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. It's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Get half-price hot dogs around the ballpark all game long, and half-price wine and Line and Kugel Summer Shandy Drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, there's nothing like great pitching that sets the tone for everything, and the Spikes have had outstanding pitching in each of the last two nights. In a series against Frederick where those Spikes pitchers, the five of them, Alex Sparks, Dylan Cheely, Jason Shockley last night, Michael Cavedo and Jeff Heimrich tonight, gave up one run on 10 hits in 18 innings, and between them struck out 24 and walked 5. That sets the tone every time. The Spikes never trailed in this series, winning 4-0 last night, winning 5-1 tonight. Here's your line score. 5 runs, 10 hits, an error, and the Spikes left 6. Frederick, a run on 4 hits, no errors, left 4. Michael Cavedo, 7 innings, 12 strikeouts, no walks, gets the win. He's 2-0. Joshua Lanham gets the loss. He's 0-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 33 minutes before 2,358 as the Spikes go over 65,000 in attendance for the season. In fact, go over 66,000 in attendance for the season. Glizzy Wine Wednesday coming up tomorrow. Half-price hot dogs all game long. Wine specials, beverages as well, all here at the ballpark with a 6:35 start as Mahoning Valley comes to town for the first of a 3-game series. All these games coming up tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6:35 starts, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, StateCollegeSpikes.com. You can go to the box office or walk up. Spikes have won 2 in a row on this homestand. We look to see you here at the ballpark with us tomorrow night. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. The final, once again, 5-1. The Spikes win it. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.